Welcome to In Divine Flow, your podcast for conscious mompreneurs. I'm Yasmin, I'm your host, and today I want to let you in on why I created a circle for mompreneurs and what no one really tells you about this kind of season. And I don't know if you've ever been into one of a generic woman circle, or being part of a business mentorship or mastermind or circle or any of that. I am part of a powerful woman's circle. I am part of a very powerful business mastermind. And although I love both spaces, I feel like I'm lost sometimes in either or. And I would love to have a woman in business, a mother, a conscious mothers in business circle. Because then, no matter what the other person describes, you will feel and know this too, this kind of challenge. Probably we all have the same challenge if we're consciously parenting and if we are running our own business or about to run our own business, we will face the same challenges. Maybe slightly different situations here and there, but inherently we will really know what the other one feels like. And for me, this is a big, big game changer. This is why I'm creating the Mom Power Circle, only for conscious mompreneurs, together to share, to experience, to talk about our challenges. And not only that, this is the first part of it. And the second part is that I really want to give you the tools that I've learned mainly through theta healing, but applied to my life as a mom and an entrepreneur, to a way that I think only conscious mompreneurs really know what I'm talking about and really need this kind of skill and tool. What am I talking about? So what do? When I'm feeling stuck, I don't really have much time because I don't really have a lot of childcare support. So I need those tools effectively. So I will show you in the circles how you can connect to higher consciousness in a short way, in a quick way, how you can learn and practice to really get channeled answers, get answers from a higher source, really feel those answers intuitively, those intuitive nudges, and that you can start trusting in them. And what do? I offer you energetic download codes. What does that mean? That means that we will be together, get into a theta state, a theta brainwave state that is a bit like a deep, deep, deep meditative state, and I help you get into it. That's why the circle is so powerful, because if more women get into this kind of theta brainwave state at the same time, we will like push each other up into it, and it's much easier. So if you struggle meditating alone, if you struggle anyway because you don't have that much time, and then you force yourself into this meditative state or try to force, it doesn't work, right? So that's why I create the circle, the powerful frame around, the powerful space and room that we can all push each other up into a theta brainwave state where we can all together practice to receive higher guidance. And this higher guidance is so necessary in your life, right? It's so powerful if you really know on a deeper level what's the next step, what is the right thing to do in any kind of specific situation, challenge, issue, blockage, wherever you are. And you will have them as a mother, as a partner, if you have a partner, in your business, in your daily life, in everything that you create and that you are and that you live. And this is so powerful. So what we do is we get together and we share, but we also get together and get into this higher state together. And I will also personally help you channel your higher truth. So you practice it yourself, but then I'm also there to help you. And I am happily, you know, I'm happily helping you with the channeling. Because I do have this skill. And what I do works, like, really. Try it out. Be there for one call. See how we go. See how it works for you. And then we do, in one call, we do the readings, the channelings, the practicing. And in the other call, we do sharing. And then we do the healing part. So if we have a challenge, if there's anything that you need support with, I will do energetic download codes for you in that moment, in that instant, for all of us. And what does it mean? It's like downloading a new skill set. It's like downloading new feeling of trust, of how to surrender, of how to really trust, of how to really trust in your own way, in your own unique way, how to set boundaries. And this will upgrade your level of living in a way you can't imagine right now. And this is such a powerful combination of coming together, of sharing, of feeling acknowledged, of feeling there is someone who understands you deeply, truly, and in a time sense that is possible for you. Like, we do this 75 minutes, right? And try and carve out that time for yourself. And it will not be longer than that. And in that time, you will really feel connected, not only to a higher self, a higher consciousness, but connected to each other. Like, we will really feel connected. It's a lot about feeling connected, feeling welcomed, feeling like you are seen. We are in this together, and then we up level, and then we upgrade, and then we give ourselves, and I guide you through the energetic downloads that help me up level in my motherhood, in my how I run my business without hustle, in the tiny time I have for that. Let's do this together, and I think this will be so freaking healing in itself already. So this is what helped me on the way. I am part of circles, but I try to only take out what is for me. And sometimes in those circles, I love the stories of the other woman, but they talk about, you know, their woman in their late 40s who talk about being single. And this is just not what I am in right now. And I don't have I don't have time to listen to stories that I can't relate to, because then I won't draw anything really out of it. Maybe, yes, but maybe not. And I don't have this maybe time, right? Maybe you do, but I don't. And so if you feel like this, come to our gathering, because we will talk about mothering out of the norm and running a business out of the norm, right? This is so crazy, this combination, because also, if you are in a business mastermind with other women, they will naturally have much more time than you and will go and, you know, go through and implement all those crazy strategic stuff that you talk about in business masterminds. And then I was like, oh, I can't do this. I don't have the time. And I will let you in on a secret in the circles on how I did it anyway, how I channel my business direction and then use the strategic part to get it out there. But that's too much for this kind of podcast now. But come in the circle, you will know, I will tell you. So I got the support. I really went into those circles and they are supporting me, but now I'm creating a circle that would have supported me in the most 100% authentic way. And then I will give you the tools that help me every day to, use this kind of spirituality that is lived now, right? So what I think is so amazing, becoming a mother is like the highest initiation into spirituality ever. Like whatever you've done before, retreats and healings and meditations and yoga and blah, blah, blah. Nice. Everything was very nice for me. Very nice. I thought I'm, you know, I've got it, right? I'm so freaking healed. And then I became a mother and I'm like, what the hell? This was all surface level spirituality. Like becoming a mother is the biggest initiation into spirituality you can ever freaking have. Right? Am I right? And then it's still down to earth every single day. You need to be there for your child. And you struggle a lot. And then you think, wow, that was the biggest initiation into spirituality. And where's my spirituality now, right? That's what I felt. And now, looking backwards, I know that living motherhood consciously every freaking day, that's lived spirituality, seeing your triggers, working with the triggers, trying not to put your triggers and your traumas onto your child, but seeing that you still have them, going back and trying in the little time you have to work through them energetically, emotionally, with breath work, with body work, with healing sessions. The amount, and only I did have only a little bit of time there, but the theta healing sessions I did after becoming a mother, they were so deep, much deeper, and had more and more and more impact also on my daughter. And I let you know on another secret in this one. Wow, I love this podcast. Spreading so many secrets. I figured out how to do theta healing directly on my daughter. Directly. Theta healing through her higher self. Wow, the results are out of this world. Maybe you've been following me and you noticed that I might not have an easy child. We had trouble sleeping ever since three years. Deep sleeping trouble. She would wake up a million times at night crying, having traumatic, I think really, you know, going through traumatic experiences in her sleep, bad dreams. She didn't want to go to sleep because I think she was fear. She really feared sleeping. We had to do this and that and that, and she would fall asleep maybe often, even though I was there all the time, falling asleep. I don't want to sleep, you know, crying and then being exhausted, not never going to sleep before 10, 11, without sleep during the day, getting up early, everything, you know. And I was exhausted. I can't do this anymore. And I finally figured out, with the help of another theta healer, she's amazing, how to work with her directly. And we found crazy stuff from her past life, from traumatic experiences, and we could heal that. Seriously, we could heal everything. And she sleeps through the night. Yesterday, the day before, she fell asleep peacefully. For me, that's a freaking whole new reality. A whole new reality. And we work directly on things. And especially for me, the realization that just being aware of the issues she was carrying, the traumatic experiences she was carrying still in this life, and that's why she had sleeping difficulties. The awareness on the one hand, for me, good to know, and on the second hand, we could heal this, and it changed in an instant. Maybe you hear her voice in the background now. She's coming back. I will finish on this podcast and join us with the Mom Power Circle. We are launching this week. You can be the first one to one of the first women to come in because the numbers will be limited. I am guiding you personally through your time, through your phase right now. Wow, I'm so freaking super excited. Let's support each other through this experience. Get the support you need. And this is, you know, this is a no-brainer. This is a low price. It's a no-brainer to join. Join us for one call. Check it out. Be there for a month or 3 months bundle. That's all possible for you. The link will be in the show notes or on Instagram. Or if you join the newsletter, you will... not miss joining the Mom Power Circle. I'm sure of that. I'm happy to see you inside. Have a wonderful day. Love to you. Always stay in divine flow. And that's what we're going to practice in the circle as well. How to stay in divine flow, how to get into divine flow, how to cherish the divine flow, how to be in divine flow, in divine timing, in an aligned life. It is possible. I'm the living, breathing example that it's possible from surrendering into everything that is giving to you as a gift, as a present. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Yasmin, and share this podcast with another conscious mompreneur. Share, share, share. Mwah.